On today's news episode, we discuss some things we learned at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago, more information about Disney Plus streaming service, and what we can expect from the gondolas when they finally are finished. All of these stories and more on episode 186 of the Capture the Magic podcast. This episode is brought to you by Capture the Magic Vacations. For all of your Disney World and Universal Studios Florida vacation planning, head on over to capturethemagicvacations.com/magic. They take care of everything from hotel bookings and park tickets to fast pass planning and dining reservations. There's no charge to you for using their services, so be sure to request a quote with promo code CTMP to receive a free gift with your vacation booking. They're also currently looking for travel agents with experience and those with a passion for Disney. You can go to capturethemagicvacations.com/magic and complete a join our team request. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the news show. My name is Jamie Lee. And, of course, I am joined by my husband, as always, Jared Lee. Hi, Jared.
Hello.
So we have a little bit of different setup this time, don't we?
It's a little different in a different location.
It is.
We're at Jeremy and Rhonda's casa.
Their casa, yes.
Yeah, in their studio. So it's a different setup, and it's a little bit like the TV in front here. It's a little bit more like we just work off laptops.
Yeah.
And Jeremy has, I think
he is legit.
I think he has 15 screens in here, so it's a little bit more, got a little more screen, so it works pretty well.
I like it a lot. It's nice. Yeah. It's easier to read. Because like the camera's right under the episode information.
Right.
So I don't have to constantly look at my computer. Yes.
And it's in Florida and the weather here is amazing today and it's sunny and bright and
yes.
You know.
We're in St. Augustine for a couple more days and well, what do you think of St. Augustine?
I mean, from what I've seen, I like it. It's very pretty. We haven't been too far. I mean, most of the stuff is near Jimmy and Rhonda's house. So I think we're going to go somewhere tonight, but we're doing some stuff tonight and tomorrow. So
I think we're going to try to go to the beach tomorrow. So that'll be nice.
Yes.
That'll be real nice.
Yeah.
And if you're watching, you can see my hair is curly. Rhonda cut my hair this afternoon, and she made it really, really curly so it'll stay curly because my hair doesn't keep curl very well. So she made it really curly so it'll stay it'll stay for a couple of days, hopefully. I don't have to redo it, but I know this is not a guy thing.
Always a challenge.
But anyway, so it's nice to have, pretty styled hair, freshly cut on the show.
Yes. It looks very good.
Thank you, Jared. Jared's I'm bored with this conversation.
No, I have nothing to add to this conversation, I will agree. It looks good.
I appreciate it. So did you work out yesterday?
That was a good segue. I did. They have a little gym up here, so I went there. And I may try and work out this evening a little bit. But yeah, it's not bad. I have to move somewhat. I have to work out or I'll go a little bonkers. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of news to get to today. So let's get to it in a second. But we're going to talk about some other shows we have on the network. First, we have Diz News. That's every Wednesday with Jeremy and Jared. They did their live this week on a different day on Tuesday through the main Capture the Magic community page. So if you haven't already checked that out, you can go ahead and watch that playback. But usually the actual podcasts go up on Wednesday. So check those out every Wednesday.
Well, the podcast did go up on Wednesday. The live stream was just Tuesday.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. It seemed like you were saying something different.
No. The actual podcast Wednesday, the live stream was Tuesday. So, and then you can check out Main Street Magic. That's Rhonda and Jeremy in this very room every Tuesday and Friday. And you can also tune into this channel for Trip Tales once a month and CTM at the Movies once a month. And we are actually going to be doing a new CTM of the Movies very soon.
yeah, Jeremy has not seen National Treasure, and, mm-hmm. and it is indeed a national treasure. So we are going to Club 32. We're going to do like a live stream in yep. there to watch it, and then so that one may actually only be available for Club 32 members because it's going to be very visual, mm-hmm. so you can watch along with it. But we'll do another just regular C team at the movies where we talk about it. But it's not a ridiculous movie. It's a great movie. So I don't really know what we're going to critique about it.
You'll just have to listen.
I will defend it at every point. So I don't know. I'll defend it till my last breath. That's all I'll say.
America, right?
Well, America. No, it's just. I mean, it's a good movie.
I agree.
Nicolas Cage, treasure hunting, America. It's good.
They need to round out the trilogy. That's all I have to say.
I agree.
And then also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. So. Let's get to the news. We're going to start with the first story. We really don't have many links to this. I mean, actually, I'll put a main link in the show notes, but there was a Star Wars celebration in Chicago this past weekend, and a lot of news came out about it.
Well, it was, you know, there was, I think it was a 2-day, I don't know.
It was like
week.
4 days.
It was a long thing, yeah. But there's a lot of stuff that came out about it. So
they had a panel about the Star Wars Episode 9. They
had a panel about everything. I believe. I think they had a panel about the Star Wars panel.
Right.
That ended in another panel discussing the panel. So, yeah, we got a trailer for Star Wars Episode 9, and it's called The Rise of Skywalker. So if you haven't seen that, you can check that out. What did you think about the trailer?
I mean, it's fine. It's good.
Yeah,
I'm surprised about the title. I think. I guess I don't know. I thought it would be more general sounding. I mean, that's very specific Skywalker.
Well, and I think it's supposed to round out the Skywalker storyline,
right?
You know, I haven't. I've made my feelings known that basically The Last Jedi I thought was not very good, and. For what J.J. Abrams set up in The Force Awakens and then what Rian Johnson did with The Last Jedi, he basically took like a really good head start J.J. Abrams gave him, and he was just like, I don't need that, and just scrapped it and kind of messed some stuff up. And whether or not you like The Last Jedi or not, Disney is clearly reacting to the fact that it was not received very well. And they went back to J.J. Abrams because they had signed Rian Johnson to a 3-trilogy deal after this trilogy was up to write that new one, and that's basically done.
Did they fire him?
I don't know the specifics, but I know they also announced they're taking a hiatus of making more Star Wars movies and concentrating on TV stuff or for the streaming service and not movies. So that kind of shows you right there that there has been some backlash that whether or not, you know, you personally liked or anybody liked The Last Jedi. But I have a little hope being it's J.J. Abrams, but even then, you know, some of it I kind of feel like is I don't know, pandering is the right word, but trying to get the fans to come back using characters that people know about and things. And I think that's my main complaint about this trilogy is it's never stood on its own. The new characters, everything's been tied still to the old characters are still moving this trilogy along. Mm-hmm. You know, now you got Lando coming and you still have Luke and at the very end of the trailer, they show the Emperor, you hear the Emperor laughing. So that's kind of been my complaint about the new trilogy, but we'll see, you know.
Well, you just kind of said something I was going to talk about. Palpatine. You hear Palpatine laughing at the end of the teaser, which is going, okay, so where's he been?
I don't know.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
But what are some other things that they... talked about at the celebration.
So they showed the Rise of the Resistance ride vehicle, which we kind of already had a glimpse of before, but this was the first time you could actually see it in person.
It kind of looks like the Indiana Jones ride vehicle.
It looks similar.
Or dinosaur or whatever. But that was kind of cool to see because they actually brought it out and you could actually see it physically.
Yeah.
Not just like concept art.
And this is the ride that in Galaxy's Edge in both coasts is going to be delayed. It's not going to be like opening day. It's not going to be open, essentially.
Right.
At least we're getting a glimpse of it.
Right.
And they also had return of Paul Reubens as the voice of Rex.
For like Star Tours.
Star Tours guy.
And the same guy I can't remember his name now, but he was in episode 4 and he flew the jet or the fighter pilot, whatever. He was with Luke and all those other. He looked kind of like a bulldog.
Yeah.
Like that guy is coming back for the movies. So yep. I mean, they're just bringing everybody back.
It seems like there's a lot of nostalgia coming.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. They also did reveal, and you don't have it in here, but they revealed the video game they've been working on.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Fallen Order, I believe, which...
You're excited about that.
Well, I'm tentatively excited. EA kind of has not done well with the Star Wars video game franchise, and this seems like it's a good direction, but EA is not directly involved with it. I forget the other company that is, but they have a better track record. So, and the whole concept of that game is that it takes place after Order 66, which is whenever they order, like Anakin went in and killed all the young Jedi at the end of 3.
Yeah.
And you're like a surviving member of one of the kids that survived that and grows up, and you kind of have Jedi power. So
the
story seems pretty cool. So,
yeah.
It's one that, you know, from what they did with Battlefront, there's no loot boxes. It's supposed to be just a single player story that you play. So I think people are, I know from myself, not being somebody who's really big on playing online a lot, I'm kind of happy to hear that. So tentatively excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did announce a bunch of merchandise news that are tied with the movies and the TV shows and stuff. And
merch.
They talked about Coca-Cola's licensing agreement. They have like those circular Coca-Cola bottles with like Star Wars.
They look like detonators, basically. Yeah. So
a lot of that kind of stuff is what we got to see this weekend. And they did have a panel for episode 9 of The Rise of Skywalker, but they literally said nothing.
Yeah.
They couldn't tell you anything.
They're not going to say anything.
So, I mean, you got to see a lot of the stars from the movie, but, you know, not a lot of information, which is expected.
Right.
So,
yeah.
No big deal, but okay. So let's move on to some other news. And by the way, I'll put some links in the show notes. So if you guys want to take a closer look at all the stuff that went down this weekend, you can. But the next story we're going to talk about is about Disney Plus.
All right. Yeah, this was announced around April 11th. So during Walt Disney's Investor Day 2019 presentation, provided some brand new details on Disney Plus, including pricing, launch date, and some of the contents of its library and its connections to existing Hulu services. Bob Iger opened the event by saying that this is an exciting yet challenging time in the world of entertainment and dynamism. Did I say that correctly?
Dynamism.
Is that a word? Is essential and powerful in the ever-changing direct-to-consumer market. Disney stated that it will focus on creating great content and distributing it in innovative ways, and here's how each of those streaming services are set to work. Each service will be separate, but you can bundle all three, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu at a discounted price. Disney Plus will feature robust content from Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, and National Geographic. Both new and original content, plus new releases, will be offered to make the experience more valuable. It says, in terms of ads, Disney Plus will be a fully ad-free subscription service, which is good to know. All of this year's films will be immediately available upon the end of their cinematic run. So Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, live-action Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Artemis Fowl, Maleficent, Frozen 2, and Star Wars Episode 9. Disney also gave us an insider look at the interface of the app. The simple, easy-to-use interface will showcase all the content they have to offer, including recent releases. And there will be tiles that will showcase each brand. So you're going to have a tile for Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. So it's kind of categorized that way. Mm-hmm. It says Disney Plus will feature an exclusive live-action Lady the Tramp film, which I didn't realize that we needed. Mickey Mouse. You wait. They're going to do a live-action Mickey Mouse that's going to terrify people one of these days. I'm telling you. Mickey Mouse shorts, favorite movies like Moana, as well as Disney Channel episodes like Lizzie McGuire. You'll be happy to hear that.
I like Lizzie McGuire so much.
The exclusive live-action Lady and the Tramp film will be available upon launch and features the voices of such celebrities as Janelle Monáe, Tessa Thompson, and Justin Theroux as the Tramp. Disney Plus will be the permanent home for all Disney films, past and present, including classics from the vault, available to watch at any time. Recent hit films like Zootopia, Big Hero 6 will also be available. And then it says lots of live action films will also be available on day one of the launch. Disney Plus will be also be the permanent home of Frozen 2 once it finishes its cinematic run. A special documentary of the making of Frozen 2 called Into the Unknown is also set to premiere. Pixar will also feature its full library of movies, including Incredibles 2, Toy Story, and Cars, with special shorts and features such as Forky Asks a Question, a series of 10 shorts that will premiere with the app. Forky, this is the new character from Toy Story 4, for those that aren't aware. Forky will go around asking some very deep questions like what is love and what is cheese. All 18 Pixar films will also be available, including the full library of Pixar shorts. That's actually, our daughter will love that because she likes all those shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Bo Peep will also be leading a series of her own called Lamp Life, which covers the thrilling adventures she had all these past years before the time and setting of Toy Story 4. This series is set to premiere within 1 year of the launch. National Geographic says here they've got 131-year legacy. They're going to have a special release called The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which if that's what I hope it is, it's just Jeff Goldblum talking about what he views the world as.
Man.
I'm on board.
All right.
There's also the Academy Award winning documentary Free Solo. Over 250 hours of programming will be available with series such as Brain Games, Cosmos, and Gordon Ramsay Uncharted. Says the world according to Jeff Goldblum taps into Jeff's curiosity and highly entertaining mind.
Oh my gosh.
Jeff will pull back the curtains and otherwise mundane objects to reveal scientific insights and history. It's a good idea. I'm on board. Says Magic of the Animal Kingdom is another series planned for Disney Plus, set at Disney's Animal Kingdom and Epcot's Sea Base Aquarium. Viewers will get to see backstage and how these conservationist cast members work to protect endangered species. Then we have Star Wars. Star Wars will include the full library of movies and animated series, plus the exclusive Disney Plus 8-episode saga of The Mandalorian, which will be available at time of launch. Within 1 year, every Star Wars film will be on Disney Plus.
Wow.
So it seems like at the beginning, I'm guessing episode 9 may not be there right away. Well, that's episode 9 is not coming out until December, so that's why they said...
Within 1 year.
Yeah.
Yep, that makes sense.
Diego Luna and Alan Tudyk are joining forces once again on a new show that will focus on Cassian Andor, set in the Rogue One time frame. That's pretty cool. The fan favorite Clone Wars series will also be coming back, which is good to know.
Yeah.
On the Marvel side, it's got all the Marvel stuff, obviously the movies. Marvel 616 and the Marvel Hero Project will also showcase some nonfiction aspects to Marvel Studios. Marvel Studios will also be creating a series and long-form stories in the same level of quality you've come to expect from Marvel movies, exploring the MCU with some of your favorite Marvel characters and learning more about different aspects of their lives. These shows will cross and create major storylines that will be felt in other series and films, so you better be tuned in the inside scoop. The new live-action series WandaVision will star Elizabeth Olsen returning as Wanda Maximoff and Paul Bettany as reprising his role as the Vision. What?
Paul Bettany. It's not butt.
Sorry. It's okay. Bettany. Reprising his role as the Vision. Whatever. Shows include a series called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I'm extremely excited about, and Marvel's What If, an animated series that will ask the hard questions, including switching roles. Each episode will explore key moments from the Marvel Cinematic Universe and turn it on its head. Okay, the What If stuff is very interesting. That was a series of comics where it was basically like, what if, Germany won World War II? What if something? So it's like one-off little things that they would do comic series about.
Okay.
Another series that will star Tom Hiddleston as Loki, reprising his role as a villain, or to some extent an unlikely hero, perhaps. Then there's also Disney Channel things, like the High School Musical series.
You can skip all that.
Yeah, basically all the old Disney Channel stuff is going to be on there. So if you liked all the old Disney Channel stuff, it's good. 20th Century Fox has some of their stuff, Sound of Music, Princess Bride, things like that. The Simpsons are now the home to, they're at home on Disney Plus. All 30 seasons will be available. And all of this content is going to be downloadable and accessible offline if you're a subscriber. So you can download it to your phone, tablet, smart TV.
Awesome.
So device partnerships will feature Roku TV and PlayStation 4 with more device partnerships to come. And it says you can customize and set up each profile complete with Disney character icons. Parental controls can be set and guided depending on age. Mm-hmm. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th, 2019. And for month-to-month subscriptions, the cost is $6.99 a month. It says, however, if you opt for the annual price, it is $69.99 or just $5.83 a month. And also, so there's some stuff on the Hulu side, too.
Right.
So Disney now owns 60% of Hulu. So basically, there's three tiers of that now. If you get regular Hulu, it's $5.99 per month. If you do Hulu with no ads, it's $11.99 per month. And if you do Hulu with live TV, it is $44.99 per month. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yep.
That's all in this story. There's also ESPN Plus, which they, I think, is set to launch April 12th for $4.99 per month.
So it already launched by now.
Yes. And they didn't say,
is that true? Yeah.
The bundled pricing. There's talk of you bundle Disney Plus, Hulu, mm-hmm. and ESPN together, but it didn't mm-hmm. say on here what the pricing is. So
yeah, let's talk about that price.
Price is right at Netflix. I guess the only way to put it is like going...
shaking in their boots.
Going for the neck. We had talked about, and I think we all talked about what the pricing would be.
I said like $16.99.
I said all along, I thought they're going to go around that $10 range, just because that's right at Netflix. Going $6.99 per month is a place Netflix can't go.
And is that the reason why they're going so low?
I believe they are going very hard at basically taking away that market share from Netflix. Disney's big, you know, when you're a new product or service in a market like this, Netflix has a huge market share, as do a lot of the other streams. You know, you got HBO Go, even they own a big part of Hulu. But them coming in at $6.99 with the Disney name, I mean, that's them going for the market share, because Netflix is in debt a lot, and I'm talking in the billions of dollars that they've had to borrow to make their original content.
Dang.
They're having to raise prices because of this. So Disney coming in essentially at this point, there's a lot of people that like Netflix is going to have to go to almost $14, sometimes $15 per month. So literally Disney Plus being half of that, and they're going to have more content. A lot of the content that was on Netflix is going to be on here, plus all the Disney, plus all the Marvel, plus all the Star Wars.
And the annual price is even cheaper.
Right.
$5.83 a month. Yep. There's no reason, if you're a Disney fan, why you wouldn't get this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, unless you just, on principle, like, but just $5.83 a month or $6.99 a month is the price of, like, a cup of, like, coffee at Starbucks, like, once.
That's a big cup of coffee if you're getting $6.99.
You know what I mean? It's close. It's close.
I mean, it's not. It depends on what you get, but you're not far off.
It's close. So
if you get your drink order, it's close to that price.
Yeah, mine's like five something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm surprised by the price, but I'm excited for everything that they said is going to be included. I'm excited for the downloadable content.
You know, that's something too with Netflix. Yeah. You can download content from Netflix, but it has to be Netflix original content.
It can't be.
So you've never been able to download like any of the Marvel movies or any of the Disney stuff that's on Netflix because they don't have the rights to do that.
Correct.
So being able to do this on here, plus all the original stuff that it not only is launching with this, but it's going to launch in the future.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
This is what we as kids probably would have wanted.
Yeah.
Because you know they had the Disney Vault back in the 90s where they only released movies like every 10 years.
Right.
Before they got back into the vault, and then you had to wait, and you could only get it on VHS.
Right. I mean, so you're going to have access to the vault. You're going to have access to the old Disney Channel shows. I mean, yeah.
Everything.
It's very exciting.
The release of like movies after the theatrical release is done, it goes to this. So you don't even need to buy the DVD or the Blu-ray.
I wonder, though, what that time frame will be. I know we discussed that because they're still not going to want to impede their Blu-ray sales. So I'm wondering if they're still going to have a Blu-ray release and then it comes as a plus, but maybe not. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see that, but I would imagine they still don't want a negative impact on their Blu-ray sales. But they could also be looking at the amount of people that buy Blu-rays and things like that nowadays are less and less. So maybe they're looking at if more people get onto the streaming service, even for that reason, then they're going to be able to retain them as customers. Yeah, I'm very excited. Price point, all the stuff coming on it. So
7 months until it launches. So a little bit to wait, but I'm excited. Very excited. So. Yeah. All right. Well, that's let's move on to the next story. We've got some information about Hollywood Studios' 30th anniversary celebration.
Yes, and this is from Disney's Park blog. So there's probably going to be lots of weird words in here.
That's what I was gonna
just
say.
Let you know. It says, join us for Disney's Hollywood Studios' 30th anniversary celebration on May 1st. It says here, it will take place, obviously, May 1st, and it's a perfect opportunity to celebrate the past, present, and new exciting future of Disney's Hollywood Studios as the park continues to evolve into a thrilling destination where you can let your adventure begin. It says, here's a taste of how guests can celebrate the milestone anniversary at the park on May 1st. It says, view a star-studded celebration, a Disney's Hollywood Studios 30th anniversary star-studded celebration cavalcade. That's a good word.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Mickey and friends will step off at 10 a.m. and will head down Hollywood Boulevard.
So it's like a parade?
No, it's a cavalcade.
Okay, sorry.
It's a cavalcade.
It's an aid. Parade,
it may
cavalcade.
Sound like a parade, but a cavalcade is fancier.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes. You pick up, pick up a commemorative 30th anniversary guide map and button. Guests entering the park can grab special 30th anniversary commemorative guide map and buttons and proceed to put them on eBay immediately. grab exclusive 30th anniversary merchandise. It says here it'll be unveiled May 1st, including a new adult t-shirt, baseball cap, Tervis 24-ounce tumbler, magic band, ornament, and much more. Annual pass holders can shop for some items created exclusively for them. Merchandise can be found starting at 8 a.m. in Grand Park while supplies last. And it says, please note, merchandise will go on sale at 8 a.m. And Hollywood Studios opens at 9 a.m. So,
oh, they'll let you in so you can shop.
Yes.
Of course.
We'll do that. There's also taste, special food, and beverage items. A slew of special anniversary food and beverage items will be available throughout the park, including Kylo Ren cupcakes. If I was going to put Kylo Ren in anything, it would be cupcakes.
It's like something like so terrible with something so amazing.
What should we put Kylo Ren in? I got it. Cupcakes. Incredibles macaroons. Tres leches verine. Is that a Spanish wrestler? He will be there. I'm assuming he'll have his mask on, jumping from the top rope, and many more. So stay tuned to the Disney Parks blog next week for an official foodie guide.
Oh.
And I'm assuming a Mexican wrestler guide as well for all this.
Anyway.
Stay for the debut of Wonderful World of Animation. The park's new nighttime projection show will light up the park.
We talked about this. It's a long little description, so we'll just bypass that.
Okay, yeah.
It's a show that they're debuting.
It's a new show.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff going on for 30th. Something that's notably not there is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which we kind of all assumed would be ready, but it doesn't seem like it will be.
It's still a rumor as of right now that it's delayed, but that just seems to be the consensus is delayed. But, this 30th anniversary celebration sounds neat, I guess.
It does sound neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an all-day thing.
It seems so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like Disney, with the specific parks, like the Animal Kingdom 25th anniversary, and, or what was it, 25th? Just Oh, no, 20th. It was 20th last year.
I thought it was 30th.
No, 30th was Hollywood Studios.
That's right. All these anniversaries.
There's so many. That's what I was saying. So the individual park celebration, they do okay at. But it's the whenever it hits like Magic Kingdom or like Disney World as a whole celebration, I think is when we're going to see like some amazing stuff.
Right. The 50th as a whole that's coming up, I believe. Yeah. There a lot of stuff is aiming toward that.
Yeah. So, the special merchandise, of course, people will jump all over that for the 30th at Hollywood Studios.
Right.
I do want to see the show. I do want to see the Wonderful World of Animation. I can't say Wonderful World. Wonderful World. Yeah.
Wonderful World.
It's hard. It's not easy.
They keep making these rides like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. They keep putting these like R&R, WW. They're putting all these like words together.
There's a term for it. I can't remember.
They're doing this on purpose to trip me up. Yeah. It's exciting. If you're going to be there, It doesn't seem like there's a ton going on other than a couple of those things in the merchandise, but still it's and again, I think it's because everything's leading up to the 50th. That'll be probably a year long type of celebration, what we're looking at. So yeah.
Maybe a year and a half. That's what Disneyland did with the 60th.
Maybe 5 years. You know, just go half a decade, milk it for what it's worth. You know,
you're kidding, but you could also be serious.
I'm kind of kidding, but actually at the same time, I wouldn't be that shocked if they're our 50th anniversary, we're going for 5 years. Okay.
Exactly. All right, moving on. We're going to talk about the gondolas. We have a little bit more information about what they will be.
Yes, they will be in the sky still.
Yes.
Disney gondolas moving at 11 miles per hour. We'll give bird's eye views nearly 60 feet over Walt Disney World Resort. This is from the Orlando Sentinel. Yes. Disney World's monorails of the air were gliding smoothly Tuesday above a scenic lake separating two hotels. Soon the meadows. I'm just kidding. Them. I was watching the Masters. Jim Nance and his, you know, talking about the meadows. Well, hello, friends. Soon the Disney Skyliner system of 300 gondolas 300. Opening to the public later this fall will carry enough Disney goers to roughly match the capacity of its monorail trains, company officials said. Our vision is this is the most magical flight on Earth.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's not really a flight. Okay. Dean Huspin, a principal architect with Walt Disney Imagineering, said Disney leaders gave a construction update Tuesday on the gondolas, which are in testing. All but one was covered in plastic, protecting them like a new car. They will be gradually unveiled starting around May to show off the 8 bright colors and 22 Disney character themes. It says, but don't expect to catch a ride anytime soon. By August, Disney employees would be among the first passengers during the testing process that will run for months around the clock. They basically will be the crash test dummies. running on more than 6 miles of cable, the gondolas will travel about 11 miles per hour, giving passengers a bird's eye view of Walt Disney World Resort lakes, roads, woods, and into Epcot and Hollywood Studios. The typical ride will last between 5 to 15 minutes as gondolas fly from 15 feet up to about 60 feet in the air. That is too high. They are fabulous views, says Thomas Maslum, a Disney senior vice president who oversees transportation and resorts, who said the ride will feel much faster than 11 miles per hour. Inside the gondolas are twin wooden benches that can carry up to 10 people. And on social media, some of the theme park followers have criticized the lack of air conditioning in the gondolas, probably one of me being me. I'm not crediting me. I'm just saying I've mentioned it. But Maslum, I don't know if that's how you say that. Maslum, I'm assuming, argued the ride is absolutely comfortable. I don't think he was allowed to say anything else. We have specifically designed them with the Florida climate in mind, he said, pointing to a reflective windows that block out the sunlight and the mesh screens on both sides to bring in a breeze. At the stations, gondolas will pull in, constantly moving for guests to climb on. Disney will have the capacity to pause the gondolas for people in wheelchairs and those who need extra time to board. I'm assuming this means that this isn't going to pause all the gondolas, just that specific card.
Correct.
So that's good to know.
Yeah.
Some cabins will be decorated in plain colors, like a vibrant teal or purple, while the other gondolas will feature characters from Disney movies and attractions. On Tuesday, Disney showed off a red gondola with images of Pluto and the Chipmunks, Chippendale. Husband's favorite is an orange cabin decorated from characters in the 2017 movie Coco, and he said they all have their own personality. So, a lot of that's kind of stuff we already somewhat had heard and assumed, but you know, my thing is this, I will agree with him, with Maslum, or whatever his last name is, talking about the ride will be absolutely comfortable. Completely agree. I'm sure it will be. Exactly. My thing is, it's not an if, but when they break down, you are going to be in a hot box in the sky, and God forbid you're at the 60 feet up mark. There's no magic you can do to make stale, hot Florida air become comfortable. It only becomes comfortable because going at 11 miles per hour, and they even said it feels much faster because they're basically trying to get you from point A to point B quickly, but they're also trying to create a breeze inside.
Yeah.
So again, when they're running, it'll probably be fine. It'll probably just feel, it'll be, I'm sure you'll probably still sweat a little, but it's not going to be unbearable. But when they become stuck, then it becomes the issue of it's going to get really hot really quick.
And those park benches they put inside, those are super comfortable.
They really do look like they're just wooden park benches.
I don't understand that. I mean, even monorails have the soft. Why?
My guess, part of it, part of it, I think, is with this stuff that doesn't stain.
Yeah. So it's like ergonomic
and
or whatever.
The wooden benches are vented so that the air comes in. So a lot of this is, I think, non-staining and letting mm-hmm. air move through there. Mm-hmm. Because you got to think, too, you wouldn't want cloth in there because people are going to have their sweaty butts sitting on it, and it's going to smell really quickly. This That's is also true. Another That's way true. That it's not going to... These things being airy as well are going to help with smell.
Yeah.
If we're being really honest. I doubt there's going to be any carpet in this thing at all.
Right. You know, Jeremy had a good point because we were talking about it earlier, that the spacing between the benches on either side, it looks like Jared and Jeremy could sit across from each other and touch knees.
I believe that we can. It will eventually happen.
It looks small.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about the gondolas that'll hold, the wheelchairs and the ECVs, because it's not a lot of room in the middle
right.
for those to go. So do they just have their own gondola?
There's
a lot of logistic questions I have.
Yeah,
about this.
I don't know. I mean, unless they have gondolas specifically made, for people. But I don't know if they would do that. They'd have to wait on gondolas. So it seems like, obviously, we have a lot of questions until we see it in operation. But
maybe they can fold the seats back or something, or fold them
up. It doesn't look like you can. My guess is they're supposed to be wide enough there to be able to fit those in. Given the size parameters that you have at Disney for stuff, my guess. And part, honestly, too, just thinking of this, part of the new stroller restrictions going forward, part of it could be for the gondolas, that they fit inside there in these tight spaces.
Oh, maybe.
It's a possibility.
Never thought about that. All right, well, that's just an update on the gondolas, so we'll hear more whenever they open. Fall is what they said. Still not a definite date.
I've said all along they're going to wait until fall because they do not want to open those things when it is 100 degrees outside.
They learned their lesson from Toy Story Land.
Yeah. I think they're for sure going to wait till it's a little bit cooler. Mm-hmm. And the first reactions are not, holy cow, it's really hot. Especially if they were to break down something brand new like that. A lot of times you have some stuff to kinks to work out.
Kinks to work
I
out.
I can talk. I can get the kink out of my mouth. So I don't think they want to open those when it's 98 degrees outside. Nick Lachey's on there, and you like how I did that?
You do. That's like the second time you've done that.
I don't know why. But yeah, you don't want to be stuck in the sky when it's 98 degrees outside. No, first day of operation, not going to be a good look for Disney. So
agreed.
If you're going to get stuck up there, you're probably much better on a 72 degree day where it's not so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. Moving on to the next story we've got. They're going to reopen Pizza Rizzo for a little bit.
Pizza Rizzo. Pizza Rizzo is to reopen on May 4th at Hollywood Studios. At the same time, ABC Commissary is to close for refurbishment.
That's pretty much it.
Basically, it seems that they're doing it to just, it's probably temporarily as they open, why ABC Commissary kind of goes under its change.
It's assumed, yeah, once ABC goes down on May 4th, that Pizza Rizzo will open until the end of May, and then they'll close again.
Yes.
So.
Seems that way.
All right, that was about it. Yeah. I'm shocked Pizza Rizzo is still there, but they haven't done anything with it, so might as well use it because it'll be busy.
Yeah,
forever. All right, next story is about the Disney's Riviera Resort. Sales are now open. DVC sales.
Do you mean the Riviera?
That's exactly what I.
Because you can't roll your R's.
Oh, you're making fun of me.
No, I'm asking. Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm just saying how it's supposed to be said. The article here says, sales now open on Disney's Riviera Resort. Special introductory price announced.
It's not like...
A Riviera.
I don't know what we're doing.
I realize the Riviera is supposed to be French.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't recognize France as a country, so therefore I can't pronunciate the words correctly.
Just go. Just move. Just go.
All right,
just
sorry. Sales for Disney's Riviera Resort are now open to the general public, and there is a special offer for those who become Disney Vacation Club members before May 30th, 2019.
May 31st.
What did I say?
You said 30th.
Excuse me. May 31st.
You were a day off, sir.
I was fake news. I apologize. Disney Vacation Club has released a new offer that will save you $2,250 when you become a member by May 31st, 2019. At Disney's Riviera Resort. The Riviera Resort is projected to open December 2019, and is located a ride on a gondola away from Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios via the new Disney Skyliner. So, yep.
And if you look in the fine print of this offer, you will see that you have to buy at least 175 vacation points. Yeah, 175.
So how much is that?
Well, they're charging like $188 a point, I think. So go ahead and do the math for me.
$188 a point?
Uh-huh. Times 175.
That's only $32,900.
So you'll end up paying, you know, $30,000, $40 or something like that. So you'll save a little bit, but for, not really.
The Riviera. Yeah, I know. That's a lot of money. We'll see. I am...
they're going to have trouble selling this.
I agree. Yeah. We talked about this. I think they're going to have a little trouble selling this.
Not that it's a bad resort or that not it's at ugly all. Or anything. It's just the circumstances surrounding
part
the rules with the Riviera.
They changed the rules. And part of it, too... A lot of people have heard, and we've seen some room tours. It looks absolutely beautiful. It's not that it doesn't look beautiful. It's not that it's going to be just some, you know, it's not going to be a great resort. My thing is, there's a lot of people saying it doesn't seem very Disney. It seems like something you would see in Vegas. And I agree with the feeling that you, when looking at it, it seems like something you would see at Caesar's Palace or... Okay. In that realm. Now, I don't know if that's going to hurt it. I don't know if that's a bad thing. It's something I've noticed. And we'll see how people react to it. But I could see them having an issue selling these, given it's a high price point, and they changed the structure of it a little bit. So,
yeah.
We will wait and see.
We will wait and see. I do want to say something real quick that I forgot to include in the show notes here.
First off, way to go.
So sorry.
Okay.
Disney announced that they are donating $5 million to the cathedral that burned in Paris.
Notre Dame.
And so...
That was rough to watch.
That was...
That's a lot of... I hate watching any historical thing like that. Like, I'm a bit, you know, I'm kind of a history buff in a way, and it was... Never gotten to see it in person, obviously, yet, but man, it was rough to watch that. Very, very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Very sad. But anyway, so they are donating money to help restore it and hopefully get it back to normal.
I'm sure they'll get it back to how it was, but there's still that thing of it's not going to be the original. And I know there's been a lot. I mean,
rose window is still there.
Right.
So
it's amazing. If you look into the story of it, it's amazing what was able to basically be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whatever your viewpoints are on God or religion or whatever, there's a lot of stuff in there that is still standing that is very almost miraculous. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm sure they'll get it back to it's looking good. It's just still, it's the fact that it happened and it's going to be not the original stuff, you know, which is unfortunate. But.
Yeah. Well, let's go to this story. Actually, we talked about this as a rumor, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe
we
last
did.
Week.
We did.
The rumor was that Disney was going to turn the old Misner's Lounge into a Beauty and the Beast-themed lounge bar.
Yes.
And that's pretty much what is happening.
Yep. They basically said it. And there's a little bit of a concept art picture in here you can see. And it's also along the lines of what I assumed it would be, which is very subtle. Beauty and the Beast theming. It's
oh,
not
I'm
over
very
the top.
Excited about this because it doesn't. You don't see like Belle in her dress and the Beast. And it's very
given
subtle.
It was going in the Grand Floridian. I mean, you can go back and listen to this a couple weeks back. I'm pretty sure that we both talked about how it's not. It wasn't going to be like character dining and all these things. It very much looks like a very elegant sort of bar But it has, it's going to have subtle things. It looks like it has like a bookcase, like you're in the, in his place. So the chandelier looks almost like a rose up top, I believe.
Is that what it's supposed to be? It's, everything is subtle. They say this in the article. This, everything is subtle to like the rose, the magical rose, the library, the garden room.
Yeah. French furnishings inspired by Belle.
You know, it doesn't say, I don't think it says it when it's going to reopen. Oh, it says the fall. Okay.
Yeah, it's a, the garden room will be a whimsical space that draws its inspiration from the enchanted forest surrounding Beast Castle. And an outdoor patio will evoke the romance of Beast Garden Terrace.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the one picture looks really cool, so we'll see, you know, what this looks like. But, you know. It's an, something like this is an easy way to drum up interest in something that that maybe was a little lacking and it maybe just wasn't as drawing people in like they wanted. You do something like this and all of a sudden this thing, whether you love this or hate this, it's going to become a very popular place for people to go check out. Like, like immediately it's just going to happen. So
I agree.
It's not a bad move by Disney in that sense at all.
Yep. All right. Moving on, we're going to talk about some Easter stuff. And
because we will be at Disney for Easter,
we will be actually. So Epcot, they're doing actually the UK specifically has a lot of Easter stuff going on. Like they're hosting Easter egg hunts, basket tosses, egg relays, all on Easter, and you can also eat meet Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny there on Easter. You can also meet Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny. At Magic Kingdom, I think they're already there, and they will be there until the day of Easter.
Yep.
And there's still the pre-Easter or the Easter pre-parade that they do at Magic Kingdom, where it's just like a they just feature some like the Easter Bunny and some other characters. I think.
Yeah.
The before the Festival of the Fantasy Parade, so you can catch that, and they're doing offerings at some of the hotels, like brunch. They're offering brunch and special meals and stuff. You can do the hotels and then sometimes in the park. And there's a few things going on. They don't do a ton for Easter, but they do have some offerings we want to talk about at Disney Springs this year.
Yeah, and it says here, this is Disney Park Blog, so it's a hopping guide to Easter offerings.
I just put a lot of these Disney Parks articles in here just for Jared, so he has to read
whoever writes these is actually kind of funny because they definitely they don't write boring articles.
They do not.
it says when it's written already less than a week away from Easter, and Disney Springs is hopping with fun and delicious finds to make the perfect Easter basket. Need some ideas? Don't worry, got you covered. Says first brunch, because apparently that's a thing people say. I was told by Jamie. Says there's no denying that Disney Springs boasts an incredible lineup of dining destinations, and brunch is no exception. Wine Bar George recently debuted Wine Country Brunch, available Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., featuring a menu of favorites like burrata, eggs, Benedict, French toast, and so much more. Buffet options include Maria and Enzo's with the guest of honor, the Easter Bunny, and STK Orlando. Specialty a la carte menus can be found at Enzo's Hideaway and the Edison. It says reservations are recommended, so hop to it to make yours. Looking to build your own basket this year? Add a little Disney magic with the all-new Disney Parks Wishables collection. These adorable little plush just debuted at Once Upon a Toy and come in four different sets. It says, as a Disney foodie, the Frozen set is her favorite. The best part, they come in blind bag packaging, so your little ones can guess which plush they're getting. I'm assuming we're getting one of these.
I don't like the blind ones, though, because you can't tell if you've already got it or not.
True. This is true. If your kiddo loves larger huggable plush, swing by the Build-A-Dino by Build-A-Bear workshop at T-Rex and customize your own bunny, sloth, or dino with colorful Easter-themed attire to match.
She might like that, actually.
She probably would. Yeah. She likes anything to do with eggs.
Yep.
Over at Basin, fresh scents are a plenty, featuring new Easter egg bath bombs in three popular fragrances, including pink sugar. Is that a fragrance? Satsuma, and water lily. Fresh cut soaps are also available in spring floral designs. And it says, looking for a fully assembled basket, Goofy's Candy Company is bringing back their popular Disney baskets complete with delicious goodies, Plus, don't forget about your greeting card. Love Pop has some egg-stra exciting pop-up designs at a newly opened kiosk in front of Paddlefish. Yeah. And be sure to treat yourself while you're shopping. It says, this week only Sprinkles is paying homage to favorite Easter snack Peeps. Find them in lemon strawberry flavors through through April 21st. So,
yeah, lots of stuff going on.
Yes,
I like Easter. It's pretty. It's a pretty holiday.
Pretty yellow, different.
Little yellow, different.
Yeah.
I was gonna say so the an Epcot as well. I wanted to mention
Epcot.
I knew you were gonna catch me with that.
Where is this mystical Epcot you speak of? Better than Downcot.
It is true. They have a special Easter cupcake at Kringla at Norway.
Oh,
the bakery in Norway.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty, so I do want to try that. And I didn't.
Is that near the Icehus?
The Ice. I love what he's
the only character I like from, well, not the only character I like, but Frozen. Hello. That guy needs his own movie.
What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
The Wild Oaken guy, right?
Yeah, Wild Oaken. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that guy just needs his own like movie. Yeah. I'd watch it.
But anyway, that's all we're going to talk about for the news this week. We're going to go to one of the rumors that we heard. So just a little background of this rumor. So they did a bunch of information for the Star Wars Celebration recently.
And I'm a lot of, shocked.
Yeah. Which okay. is what we already talked about. Yeah. And they have been releasing more information about Galaxy's Edge. A lot in Disneyland because it is opening first, May 31st, before...
In Disney World, sitting back and watching how that goes
yes.
before they make any announcements.
Yes. So
I feel like as a group, Disneyland's like, all right, we're going to do this together. And like, oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, are you guys going to do it? Well, we'll see. Maybe.
Yeah.
You guys take the bullets first. We'll figure it out.
Disneyland has more of a capacity problem than Disney World. And so they're trying to figure out ways to solve that in a good way, I guess, like in the best way possible. So the rumor we're going to talk about comes down to Oga's Cantina, which is supposed to be like the cantina in episode 4, right? That's how it's called.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a rumor going around, and it was tweeted on Twitter by David Koenig. And he's since retracted those tweets. But basically what we know, and it hasn't been confirmed by Disney, but what we know is that at Oga's Cantina, there will be a one-hour time limit to stay inside the cantina, and the queue is out front. And seating will be limited, like stools, the bars, 5 booths, and standing room, basically.
Yeah.
To encourage guests to exit quicker. If you count the standing room and all the seating, that they will fit 150 people. But there's no plans for food. It's just drinks.
Right.
So
I believe this is a way to have people turn over quickly.
But and that's exactly what he said. He said that the space is limited in here. They want people to experience it, look around, and then leave.
Right.
Is pretty much how that's going to be. Because especially when it first opens, there's going to be a crazy long line
when we talked about, I don't know if you and I or Jeremy and I are talking about, would they ever have a sit-down restaurant? And I said, I don't think they will for a long time because sit-down restaurants...
Like table service.
Yes, they get you to linger. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think they want anything to do with anybody in this lane lingering and staying longer than needed for the foreseeable future.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, quick service, I could see some stuff popping in there and more stuff, but I don't see any sort of table service happening anytime soon for this reason right here.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree. That'll be interesting to see how they handle that because that again, this is Disneyland is what they're talking about. They're not talking about Disney World because that's a different situation.
Right.
Disneyland, they're limiting the alcohol. You have to stay inside with your alcohol because Disneyland is a dry park right now.
Right.
And when Oga's Cantina opens, it will not be, but it's going to be like focused to just the cantina, you have to stay in there. You can't leave with a drink.
Right.
Disney World, we don't know if that's the same rules. I'm guessing no.
You should. Hollywood Studios. You should. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Hollywood Studios, you can walk out of tap house with your beer and walk around with it. I'm almost certain. Oh, yeah. So,
you can get the grown-up lemonade in Toy Story.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, so it shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't be an issue at Disney World. So
yeah, but it's just interesting to see how they're going to handle all that. And so that's why we wanted to talk about the rumors. But
There will be more, I'm sure. It'll, I will be very interested to see how that first week, month goes at Disneyland with it opening.
They did tell cast members at Disneyland that they are blocked out for the summer. So if you're a cast member, you will not be able to go to Star Wars Land at Disneyland.
Yeah.
But that just was released today, too. So.
Yeah. I think they are legitimately concerned about crowd flow.
They
don't, and like we've said before, but they should be. They don't have near as much land to work with or space or other things to pull people away from. Yeah. Like what you see, I don't think it's any coincidence that Galaxy's Edge is opening at Disney World at the same time Food and Wine starts.
Yeah, because they're a good point.
Giving things for people to spread out and not just congregate just in this one area. So, it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out.
Agreed. But that's it for the news and rumors for this week. Real quick, just want to say, are you excited for Easter at Disney? We've never done this before.
I'm very excited to be down here in St. Augustine. I'm very excited to be going to Disney. It's when recording this Wednesday. We're heading down to Disney Friday morning-ish.
Yep.
I'm very excited. My brother's coming down. They'll be there Sunday night.
Yep.
So that'd be fun with him and his family. And
Jerry's dad lives there.
My dad lives
down
here.
Drives the bus.
He is a bus. He drives the buses now. He's Chris Farley from Billy Madison. he'll turn the danged bus around. I got a buddy that's down here at the same time too that we're going to try and catch up with. I haven't seen him in a little bit. Yeah. So it's, Jeremy and Rhonda are cool, I guess, like staying in their house. Oh, but, that's...
Listen to that. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm very excited. It's very fun.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'm excited, too. And, I've been to Disney. I can't tell you how many times. And I've never done Easter here.
Yeah.
My mom was a little jealous. I don't know. But we've got a cool stuff planned on Easter Day. We're going to try to do Magic Kingdom, which I know will be crazy because the weather's supposed to be beautiful and it's a holiday. I get it.
But we're not going to ride. We're just kind of going to see stuff.
We're doing our fast passes. We're going to meet Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny, see the little pre-parade thing, and then probably leave.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, just get that done. And hopefully we'll have time to do the Easter egg hunts at the UK and Epcot. Maybe. I mean, she's only two, so I don't know if she'll even.
If you win, do you get to throw eggs at the queen?
I don't. The answer is yes.
Okay.
No, Jared.
I still have not left. I haven't let it go. 1776. So.
But anyway, so that's kind of what we've got going on. So
yeah.
If you're at Disney for the next, week and a half, say hi to us if you see us in the parks.
Yeah. And speaking of us being down here, if you're part of Club 32, you're going to get tons of live streams. We do a bunch of stuff when we're in the parks and being down here at Jeremy Rhonda's, we're going to do tonight, we're going to do a live stream of Jeremy watching National Treasure because he's never seen it. So we're going to be doing some cool stuff with that with Jeremy and Rhonda and just in the parks in general. So anytime we're down here doing that, you can get a bunch of additional content plus all the extra stuff we have going on. So check that out. If you want to go see what it's all about, ctmvip.com. You get t-shirt and coming out with guides and all kinds of fun stuff. So you get a private Facebook group. So, and we do, of course, live streams of Diz Dudes in there. So go check it out. ctmvip.com.
Very good. And we also have our Facebook group, Capture the Magic Community.
We do.
And we urge you to join that and stay up to date on all the latest goings-ons with the podcast and with people in the group and Jared and his anti-bear propaganda and Jeremy's anti-pickle stuff.
Right. Mine's not anti-bear propaganda. Mine's anti-bear fighting the pro-bear propaganda. The pro-bear stuff is the propaganda.
Sorry, I
misspoke. My message is of truth and justice, and that's what will ultimately win. So,
and if you have not joined the group, you'll learn what we're talking
about. I just don't want you to disparage the message that we're bringing to the people. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, so that's basically it. Catch us on YouTube if you are just listening and catch us some vlogs.
Yeah,
stuff
we will have some vlogs coming out from all this. So we'll have Easter vlogs and I'm sure the parks will be insanely busy vlogs. And so all sorts of things. So check those out.
Yep. All right, that's it.
That's all I got.
Thanks, Jared. We're reading the news.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks and have a happy Easter.
Bye. How did I turn this off?